Hey everybody, this is Dr. Sean Talbot, and welcome to the first of what will be a series of short podcasts about the running program that you've all signed up for. So I want to try to keep these pretty short and sweet. I want you to spend more time running and less time listening to podcasts. But what we're going to do every week is post up a little audio recording just like this one, along with a little workout program in text form. So you can listen to what I say about it, or you can just see what the workout is and go out and do the workout. What we'll post up every Friday is the workout for the next week coming up. So you're going to be starting September 2nd, which is tomorrow, and that's going to be your first week of an eight-week program, and then we're going to do the race, and we're going to do your measurements all along the way. So here we go. Each week is going to look fairly similar. The goal for each week is for you to do three workouts. If you can do more, that's great. I'll get into, you know, the balance between training and overtraining and stimulus and strain versus recovery and things like that in subsequent episodes. But basically, those three workouts are going to cover three different types of workouts. And the rationale there is that we want you to work on different energy systems. We want you to be training different ways that your body's going to access energy so that you have the best outcome at the end of this eight-week program. So of those three, you're going to do each week, your goal is to do one interval workout, one hill workout, and one what we call LSD workout. Now, don't get excited. It's not the LSD you're thinking of. LSD stands for low slow distance, or long slow distance. Sometimes people refer to it as. And basically, what you're training is, with the distance workout, you're training your fat burning and your psychology a little bit, your mental toughness. With the hills, you're basically training strength. And with the intervals, you're training your speed, you know. So we're trying to get distance, speed, and strength all trained in different portions of the workout. And it's really important that when you look at these workouts, that on a day that's intervals, you run the intervals. You go hard during the hard part of the interval, and you go slow during the slow part of the interval. Now, that sounds simple, but people very often make mistakes. Even very high-level athletes make the mistake of going medium. They'll go kind of hard when they're supposed to be going very hard, and they'll go kind of medium easy when they're supposed to be going easy. I really want you to go hard and work it, and then easy and back off and recover. That's really important with the intervals. It's really important with the hills. And then with the long, slow distance, you want to think of what you're doing here. You're really trying to train those fat-burning enzymes so that your endurance is improved. You don't want to go out there and go sort of medium. Like you probably will feel like you're going too slow. You'll feel like it's too easy, especially in the early part of that long, slow distance workout. But then towards the end of it, it's going to feel appropriate. You're going to feel more comfortable. I'd rather have you have that long, slow distance workout over the course of an hour or 2 hours, whatever the case is for that particular workout. I'd rather have you feeling that it's too easy at the beginning and just right at the end, then just right at the beginning and difficult at the end. What that is going to end up doing is you're going to be in an intensity zone where you're training in that medium stage, right? The only time you're ever going to be in a medium stage of working out is on the days when we have tempo workouts. A tempo workout would be the kind of workout when you go out and you go sort of medium hard and you finish the end of it and you're like, yeah, I feel good. That was a good workout. It's really, those workouts are fine for when you want to loosen the legs and when you want to free your mind and you just want to feel good at the end of it. But for these 8 weeks, we want to train you to get stronger and faster and be able to run further at a particular speed, right? So if we're training for something, we want to make sure that those workouts are all very specific. So each week we're going to have one interval workout, one hill workout, one long, slow distance workout. And then if you've got extra time, you know, in your day, right, of those other 4 days, you can do other things. You can do some weights, you can do some cross training, you can do some of those tempo runs, you can get on your bike, you can sit in the yard, whatever you want to do, as long as you do those three. That's what's going to give you good success in the race that we're going to have on October 28th. So that's that. Check out the specific workouts that I'm going to post up here on the blog. And you can see, let me say one more thing. Each one of these workouts, the intensity is going to be gauged by something called RPE, rating of perceived exertion. So you can see that these first ones that I'm posting, there'll be an RPE of 6 to 7 or an RPE of 7 to 9. You're never going to be going in this training program, you're never going to be going 10 and you're never going to be going 1. On a rating of perceived exertion on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 would be sitting here right now listening to this podcast. 10, so very easy. 10 would be sprinting at the fastest that you could go, like a 100 meter dash kind of a sprint. The intervals that you're going to be doing are going to be 7 to 9. You're going to be going really hard, and then when you go off, you're going to be more 2 to 3 to 4, like really easy, like just completely recovering until the next one, and then you do that one really hard. So check out what I've posted here for the specific workouts, how many repeats to do, what days to do them on, what the different layout is, and then my email is there and Julie's email is there if you have any questions. Okay, so let us know if you have questions. Good luck with this first week. Give us any feedback in terms of, is it too much? Is it too little? Do you have questions about anything? And then in subsequent episodes, I'll talk about nutrition. I'll talk about recovery. I'll talk about what that week's workout are all about. And we'll try to keep it nice and to the point like we just did with this one. Okay? Thanks a lot and good luck. Bye-bye.